Most people will have some interaction with a nursing home, whether it's personally or through a friend or a family member. And Florida has one of the largest population of seniors, making it a graying state. That, says Tony Parker, is why people should be paying attention to a looming fight over Medicaid reimbursement rates to nursing homes.
Large parts of this state will eventually need nursing facility care. You know, you want to make sure that they are being adequately reimbursed so they can provide good quality service to you when you're in there or to a family member, and that the citizens of Florida receive good quality care when they're in our nursing homes.
Parker oversees Medicaid payments for the Florida Healthcare Association. It represents nearly 80% of the state's nursing care facilities. Some of those homes depend on Medicaid, the healthcare program for the poor, while others not so much. And there's growing discord over a plan by the Agency for Healthcare Administration to create a so-called quality-based payment structure. Steve Ballmer heads Leading Age Florida.
The care you receive at a five-star gold seal nursing home isn't the same as the care you receive at a one-star community. It just can't be. Different settings, different levels of nursing staffing, the numbers of nurses that are available, quality of activities programs, quality of food. Mm-hmm. The idea that you would treat those as the same and pay the same for them just doesn't make any sense.
The payment scheme, as envisioned, would take existing Medicaid dollars and redistribute them, resulting in some nursing homes getting more and others getting less. The state is forging ahead with a one-size-fits-all model. The proposed payment system is aimed at curbing retroactive payments to nursing homes at a time when Florida lawmakers are trying to decrease the cost of Medicaid, the single largest program in the state budget. Every year, nursing homes are audited, and those that are overpaid have to return the money, with those that were underfunded getting reimbursed. Ballmer says the state could just eliminate the retroactive payments altogether.
Freeze rates right where they are today. Don't pay any more or any less than what we paid today. Eliminate those lookbacks and use that as the rate going forward. Problem solved.
Which means what you get is what you get.
Unless the legislature decides to raise what you get down the road at some point. Exactly right. See, it's that simple.
Except it's not that simple, says the FHCA's Parker.
You want to make sure that you are, in fact, paying people what their actual costs are. So you have to do that audit. You have to work through and say, okay, they submitted a cost report that said their rate was $240. We want to verify that that is, in fact, what they are spending. So I think to stay in the current cost-based system and to get rid of the retroactive process is just not feasible.
So while most nursing homes agree changes should be made, there's widespread disagreement on how to do it. The conversation comes as the state is underfunding nursing home care by about $150 million a year. Florida lawmakers are expecting a tight budget, and the FHCA's Parker expects Florida lawmakers to begin debating the issue but not settle it this upcoming legislative session.
If the industry can get together and you know, folks can compromise and come to some sort of agreement on some things that we can all kind of give a little bit on, I think there's a good chance that it happens. If it's something that it's going to be very complicated and very, you know, there's a lot of division within the industry on it. You know, as we both know, they've got a lot of important issues they have to tackle this year in session, and I don't know where nursing home payments rank on that list. I think they're probably down a few spots.
Or maybe not. Incoming House Speaker Richard Corcoran has said health care and education cuts will not be off the table. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.